At a university in Iraq's Kurdish north, there is a new educational experiment underway. More than 80 Kurdish students from neighboring Syria and Iran have been offered scholarships to study abroad in Iraqi Kurdistan. Iraq's Kurdish region has been operating as if it were autonomous, and this is the first time that students of an often oppressed ethnic minority in other countries are getting a chance to study entirely in their native tongue. It's also the type of program that's likely to make Iraq's neighbors nervous. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the Kurdish city of Sulaymaniyah and filed this report.
Last fall, the first batch of foreign exchange students joined young Iraqi Kurdish men and women to study at the crowded campus of Sulaymaniyah University. The foreigners are all Kurds from neighboring Syria and Iran. They're participating in a pilot program that allows Kurds who have been separated by international borders the chance to study together. The only hitch, these students had to illegally sneak across those same borders to enroll. I came in illegally, says this 25-year-old Iranian Kurd who calls herself Asira. I had to walk across the mountains from Iran to get here. The students are offered free tuition and housing, along with a monthly stipend much higher than that of the native Iraqi Kurdish students. But the biggest attraction, the exchange students said, was the chance to live and study in the closest thing the Kurds have to an independent Kurdish homeland. Mohammed Hamu is a 24-year-old Kurd from Syria. He fled here after serving jail time twice for his activities in Syria's underground Kurdish nationalist movement. Upon arrival, Hamu says he was amazed to see the four-colored flag of Kurdistan proudly displayed.
The first impression and what made me surprised was the flag of Kurdistan that I saw. When I saw it, I kissed it more than 100 times. It made me very, very, very happy.
The Kurdish flag is banned in both Iran and Syria, and only Iran allows some limited higher education in Kurdish. But at this university, all the lectures are in Kurdish. This presents a challenge to Iranian and Syrian Kurds who were raised reading and writing the state languages of Persian and Arabic. Some have even had to learn a different Kurdish dialect, not spoken at home by their families. Though they've been warmly welcomed here, the foreign students say International Kurdish Brotherhood only goes so far. Like many exchange students across the world, this Iranian Kurd says he's homesick. It's much more tribal and traditional here, he says. They dress differently, they eat differently, and, he adds, it's much easier to date girls in Tehran than in Sulaymaniyah. After World War I, Kurdish parts of the Ottoman Empire were carved up between states dominated by Arabs, Turks, and Persians. There were frequent revolts, and these governments often brutally repressed the Kurdish minorities. As a result, Kurdish academia is a relatively new phenomenon that only began in earnest here after northern Iraq broke free from Saddam Hussein's control in the early 90s. Mowafiq Ahmad is a professor at the University of Sulaymaniyah.
I think this is the first in the Kurdish history that so many students coming to study in the part, one of the part of Kurdistan, you know. So we have a free zone here, and the Kurdish language and the Kurdish culture and the Kurdish literature growing very fast here.
This is a concern to the governments in neighboring Iran, Turkey, and Syria, which all fear Iraqi Kurdish autonomy could inspire separatists among their own Kurdish minorities, or even ignite a new pan-Kurdish independence movement across the Middle East. In fact, many of the foreign students here say they were originally dissidents who worked secretly against the authoritarian regimes in Iran and Syria. I'm very happy to see Kurds are free in northern Iraq, says Mohammed Hamu, the Kurdish activist from Syria. I hope what happened here also happens in the Kurdish regions of Iran, Turkey, and Syria. Ivan Watson, NPR News.